Have you heard about Goliath's relatives? Well, you can read about them in 2 Samuel and chapter 21. David was nearly defeated by Goliath's brother. What a headline! This has been another favorite stomping ground for preachers for many generations. When David overcame Goliath in his youth, he was later nearly defeated in maturity by a relative of the giant. So often people have started off well but ended up badly. This enemy was perhaps Goliath's son, but no matter, Abishai came to the rescue. David couldn't win alone. A time had come when he was weaker physically. There are also things that we have overcome previously that have almost knocked us off our feet in later years. David had some defeats. Now, some people consider the sexual conquest of another person a win. God considers it a defeat, and David lost. Some mark up battle scores, but David was called by God a man of blood. Some take pride in life's success, but God didn't want David to number the people, so taking the credit for the increase on himself, he did, and he lost out. These are some of David's defeats. There are some things that are bigger, and there are others, such as his failure to humanely treat prisoners and to take more care in bringing up his children. And come to think of it, he could have had more failures than successes. In Psalm 91, it says, when talking about destroying powers of the night and day, it says, the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A biographical author asked permission of a famous preacher to write about his life. "Wait till I'm dead," said the preacher. "Far too many fall at the last hurdle." But we can fail at the noonday of our life. Complacency and overconfidence can be the ruin of many. It nearly happened to David. The inner feelings that we have achieved this before, so it will be a doddle, can be a recipe for disaster. At different times of our life, we can find that there are temptations that match our weaknesses at that time of our life. Jesus spoke to Peter, telling him that he might be all right now, but there was to be a difficulty to face at the end of his life. We can never be complacent. If we're constantly on the edge of our seats, worrying about the possibility of failure, the tension can become too much. We must choose what to be relaxed about and what must be taken seriously and dealt with thoroughly. Jesus told Martha that she was far too anxious about the cooking. She was losing out because of a desire for perfection, and in an area that 1,000 years later wouldn't matter at all. In fact, in less time than that, David had become complacent about his fighting skills, and that sure did matter. We must choose the vital things to hone to perfection and not to worry if the remainder is mediocre in our lives. Let us at all times be ready to watch out for things that might trip us up. The Lord bless you today. Amen.